Westlock. The 20-year-old man who faces a second-degree murder charge in relation to the June 2020 death of a 41-year-old Westlock resident will be back in court in next month, with his lawyer expecting a 2-day preliminary hearing before the case ever goes to trial. In Westlock Provincial Court September 14, Eddie Michael Trindle's lawyer Gordon Collins asked Judge Peter Ayotte to set the case over to October 5. Trindle has yet to enter a plea. During the brief 90-second court appearance, Collins did not ask for Trindle, who's currently locked up at the Peace River Correctional Center, to be made available over CCTV. Ultimately, Judge Ayotte issued a warrant to hold on Trindle, while dates for a preliminary hearing and pre-trial conference are expected to be set at his next court appearance. I have not completed the review of the disclosure and am asking for 2 more weeks. I'm hoping to have the form done for the preliminary inquiry, and at the present time it looks like it will be 2 days and we'd have to have a PTC, pre-trial conference, said Collins. During Trindle's initial, 3-minute court appearance June 22 via CCTV from the Edmonton Remand Center, Judge Michelle Collinson agreed to add Mabel Alook to a no-contact order with Trindle, as Crown Prosecutor Barry Lautet said the woman is a potential witness in this matter. Case background. Following a lengthy, 24-month investigation by the Alberta RCMP Major Crimes Unit, Trindle was charged with second-degree murder June 7 and arrested while a serving inmate at the ERC. At 10:30 a.m. June 9, 2020, Westlock RCMP received a call that a body had been found in the front lobby of one of the Westlock Estates buildings at 10,540 103rd Street. The RCMP Major Crimes Unit was called in to assist and interviewed area residents, while a canine team searched the neighborhood. An autopsy was conducted June 11, 2020, by the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Edmonton, and RCMP confirmed the death was a homicide. As part of the June 9 release announcing the charge against Trindle, RCMP revealed that the victim was 41-year-old Westlock resident Barry Whedon. Until then, the name of the victim had not been released. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.